Hello and welcome to Life Beyond Sundays. This podcast is here for those concerning the end times, soul-saving conversations, things that you may need to know past going to church on Sunday. Sometimes we don't always get all the training and instructional information that we need as Christians in navigating the end times and life in general. So this is the reason for this podcast. For today's podcast, it's going to be entitled Watchmen Watch. Watchmen Watch. And I'm coming to you out of Ezekiel chapter 33. A lot of times in the church, we are taught about the fivefold ministry or the ninefold ministry, which is God's prophetic, his ministries with regards to apostle, prophet, and things like that. But often we forget about the actual ministry of the watchmen. The watchmen, many people, thank you, Lord, many people have never even heard of a watchman. But if you remember, and I have to find the exact scripture, it is in Matthew 26 and 41, Jesus called all of us to watch and pray. That is indicative of the watchmen. But let's go to Ezekiel 33, chapter 33. I want to read this to you, and then we're going to discuss it a little bit. So the word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, speak to your people and tell them, suppose I bring the sword against a land, and the people of the land select a man from among them, appointing him as their watchman. And he sees the sword coming against the land and blows his trumpet to warn the people. Then if anyone hears the sound of the trumpet, but ignores the warning, and the sword comes and takes him away, his blood will be on his own head. Since he heard the sound of the trumpet, but ignored the warning, his blood is on his own hands. If he had taken warning, he would have saved his life. However, if the watchman sees the sword coming, but doesn't blow the trumpet, so that the people aren't warned, and the sword comes and takes away their lives, then they have been taken away because of their iniquity, which is sin. But I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood. As for you," I'm in chapter 33, verse 7. "As for you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. When you hear a word from my mouth, give them a warning from me. If I say to the wicked, 'Wicked one, you will surely die,' but do you not speak out to warn him about his way, that wicked person will die for his iniquity, yet I will hold you responsible for his blood. But if you warn a wicked person to turn from his way, and he doesn't turn from it, he will die for his iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Now, as for you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, 'You have said this, our transgressions and our sins are heavy on us, and we are wasting away because of them. How then can we survive?' And tell them, 'As I live, the declaration of the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked person should turn his way and live. Repent. Repent from your evil ways. Why will you die, house of Israel?'" So that is Ezekiel 33, and that's verses 1 unto verse, give me a minute, my eyes are getting old, verse 11. So in here, God clearly calls for the watchman. He speaks of it, that if you as the watchman know someone, it could be a neighbor, it could be a friend, you know that they are living in sin or doing wrong, and you don't speak up as a Christian, as a child of God, to say, hey, you need to turn from your wicked ways. We need to do, you need to do something different. I'm willing to pray with you and repent of this sin. Then you as the watchman, their blood will be on your hands. If that means, it's just like that saying, if you see something, say something. So that means if you as a Christian, knowing truth, do not share truth, and that causes someone to fall because you were in their circle, I like to say circle of influence, circle of friends, and you didn't speak up to give them truth and allowed them to fall at their wayside in sin, then God will hold you accountable. Their blood will be on your hands. Now, but if you honor and you honor your being a watchman, and you honor and you tell that person, hey, you need to stop sinning. You don't need to do that. God says, come out from under that sin, repent. If you make the effort and you try to warn, that is blowing the trumpet. If you try to warn and tell them truth, give them God's gospel truth, sound doctrine, and they still decide to stay in that sin, then their blood is not on your hands. It is upon them. But what I wanted to tell you on this particular podcast is that, you know, so much emphasis is always given to the fivefold ministry with being an apostle or a pastor or a teacher and things like that. But we are all called to be watchmen. Now, sometimes watchmen can be prophets, but not all the time. But we're all called, every believer is called to watch and pray, to be a watchman at some level, because we are our brother and our sister's keepers. We should want to share the truth. We don't want to hold it for ourselves. If we love our fellow brothers and sisters as God loves us, why would I want to see someone that I know that's in my social circle or someone I love, why would I want them to go to the lake of fire in hell? I wouldn't want that because I couldn't have that to me on my conscience. I want to make sure that I have done my best to give them truth so that they know, okay, choose ye this day who you will serve. You cannot serve the enemy and serve God. It is one or the other. No double-mindedness. You must choose. Your life may be required of you on this very day. Choose whom you will serve, Jesus. But if we don't, as watchmen, help people to understand, if we love them, help them to understand how they're sinning, see how they're sinning, and give them truth to turn away and to repent of the sin and sin no more, we're doing them a disservice. We're sending them to hell, literally, by not telling them. Like, oh, thank you, Father. God just gave me a simple illustration. If you're walking with your friend, you're in the city and y'all are going maybe to a movie and you're getting ready to catch the bus, and you guys are walking and you get to the stop sign, but your friend was getting ready to step out and you saw a car coming, you would, based on your human emotion, your reaction, you would immediately snatch him back or grab his shirt, grab the book bag or whatever, like, dude, wait a minute, you can't go, the car is coming, don't do that, the light hasn't changed. That is your natural reaction. It is the same with regards to saving our friends, our family members, whoever the case may be, from sin. You are doing the same thing. You are snatching them before they step out in front of that car, and you're telling them, look, hey, you're sinning, and I don't want to see you get hurt. I don't want to see you go to the lake of fire. I need you to know this so you can make a decision to change and turn from your sin, to repent and turn from your sin. Okay, that's that. I thank you, Father, for that analogy. Just keeping it really simple for everyday people, because I don't know who will hear this podcast. I'm being of obedience to God by doing the podcast. I'm not a person that really wants to be out there in the limelight. I'm not doing it for the money. I am blessed and highly favored financially. God takes care of me and my family, but I'm doing this because of the unction of the Holy Spirit, because God told me to do this, that people need to understand how do you implement and live God after Sundays, every day of the week, every moment of the day. It's not just about going to a service. And I don't know whether you worship on a Sunday or a Saturday, but what I'm saying is that this walk is every day, ever present, ever moving, that God is real 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so many people pick up their religion on whatever day you worship, a Saturday or Sunday. And then after service, they put it down and then they go on about their business. They go back to sinning, or they go back to not even worrying about what was taught. Many people probably don't even pick up the Bible once they leave service, if you even bring the Bible to service. And so I'm here to do a service unto my God, who I love and worship and I serve. And he has asked me to create this and just talk about how different, topics of how you implement and you honor God throughout every day of your life, every day of the week, within your family. As we go, you know, more and more into the podcast, I will be sharing some of the stories of things that I've implemented with, I have 4 daughters and 1 son, and they're all adult kids now, adult children with I have grandkids, but there were some things that I implemented that the Lord set on my spirit that helped me in my Christian walk and held the godly standard within my home. So, you know, sometimes the topics I will touch on won't be the easygoing. I'm not here to like make friends. I'm not here to it really doesn't matter to me whether you like me or not, because you have the right to not listen to the podcast. That's your right. But what I am here to do is give you God's truth and sound doctrine. And so at times I will ruffle your feathers. I may say something that you don't agree with and you don't like, and that's okay. I ask you to seek the Lord on that, because before I get on here to talk or even talk about a subject or anything, I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm asking him to have the Holy Spirit guide me and speak through me as I speak to you on this podcast. I always try to have a scripture that aligns with what the Word of God is. Like I said, this is really out of my comfort zone, but see, I love and I trust my God. This is what he's unctioned me to do. I know that I am a teacher. That's part of the fivefold ministry. This is where I say a relationship with God, everyone must work out their own salvation. You must know God for yourself personally, because he is a right now, on time God. Like, I literally can talk to him daily, every minute of the day, every hour of the day. You need to have, and for people who say, oh, that's crazy, you don't talk to God every day. No, yes, I do. And you can too, because he's no respecter of persons. But see, you have to seek him. You have to have a relationship with him and seek him. He will begin to reveal things to you, open up the word to you, and he will speak to you. However he does that, with a scripture, with the unctioning in your spirit, with a dream, with however the God, I have even heard God's audible voice. It is however he chooses to communicate with you. But I promise you, God is real, just as real as my hand in front of my face right now. He is real. So I don't want to prolong this session, and I don't put time frames or time limits on certain podcasts, so I can't tell you, oh, a podcast is always going to be 20 minutes, or it's always going to be 35 minutes or an hour. It's how I'm moved by the Spirit, and then depending on if those of you who hear this, if you want more in-depth conversation about this, if you send an email to support@lifebeyondsundays.com, then I will revisit this subject. But I am just trying to give people a little bit of like a bite-sized understanding of different areas and implementing things within your life. Some things that are not taught, even when you go to worship. I've been saved for a long time. I remember God being a part of my life when I was like 7 years old. So I have, attended many different worship facilities and centers and different religions. And what I find is a lot of them stay focused on the main scriptures. And yes, our God is a God of love. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall have everlasting life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no. Like, they stuck on those same scriptures. So many that are the main ones for every sermon or teaching that I've heard. But there is so much more to the Bible, and God opens the Bible up to you when you begin to seek him. When you begin, you would be absolutely amazed, surprised. I would be going through something with my kids, and I would ask God to give me direction or something, and he would just give me a scripture or two, and I would go in there and read. And usually what I do, if God gives me a scripture, I end up reading that whole chapter for the scripture he gave me. So with that, it will provide me with a direction or an answer for whatever it is I ask the Lord about. It is absolutely, once you experience it, there's nothing else like it. But okay, I'm going to wrap this podcast up for the day. But I want you to know, we're all called to watch and pray. We're all called to, say something to, if you see something, say something, to say something to our circle of influence, our friends, our family members. If they are sin, how else will they know the truth if we don't share the truth? They may not know it's a sin what they're doing. They may not know that it's wrong. But if you never open up your mouth to tell them, how will they know? So I hope and pray that this was a word from the Lord that helped you to see that being a watchman at whatever level you are in your walk, it matters. And go back in your time and read Ezekiel 33 and let that resonate within your heart. Meditate on that word. And I just want to thank you for supporting and listening to the channel. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day. And thank you for being a part of Life Beyond Sundays.